Your party gained a few seats in the House and Republicans now control the Senate. Does that change the landscape for you coming into the session?
I don't know if it changes the landscape for us too much. I think for what we're going to continue to advocate for, we'll continue to advocate for the same type of stuff. I think just the dynamics are going to be a lot different this year. I mean, we were pretty much in the hole by quite a few seats this last couple of years, and now we're able to pick up some seats. We're down 2 seats now, so that brings a little bit different dynamic. If we're able to get 2 people to cross the aisle on any given subject, we'll be able to pass something out of the House. And then given what the Senate makeup is, with the Republicans being in charge in the Senate, I think it's going to force people hopefully to be a lot more collaborative, knowing that, okay, well, if we pass something, it might die over there, and if they pass something, it could die over here.
Top priorities or specific pieces of legislation you can point to?
You know, overall, our priorities, again, are going to be working on jobs and the economy. There's a lot of areas in our state that are continuing to struggle. We're seeing certain areas of the state where they still have high unemployment. For instance, out west, there was 150 coal miners that just got laid off. And so we're still seeing layoffs and a lot of economic struggles in lots of the area of the state. So I think you'll see us continue to push for policies that will be good for the entire state of Colorado, especially our folks out in rural Colorado. Education is one thing that we've continuing to hear person after person. It doesn't matter if you're Republican, Democrat. A lot of folks are, you know, education is becoming higher on their priority. And so a lot of that is coming down to funding. We will work hard to see what we can do to try to restore some of the education cuts that were put in place a few years back. Public safety is another one that we'll continue to push for. I think a big one that I'll talk about is felony DUI. That is one that when we're talking about public safety, Republicans have tried to pass that for a couple of years. You know, and it's for those folks that are habitual offenders, those that just continue to, you know what, I'm going to do what I want to do regardless of what the consequences are. And we've tried to push for felony DUI for the last several years, and we're kind of hoping with the makeup of the legislature this year that we'll be able to get that across the line.
I know it was a contentious legislative session 2 years ago. Do you think we'll see some of those issues return? I'm talking about the stricter gun laws Democrats passed and stricter mandates for renewable energy.
We talk about renewable mandates. That was definitely something that we argued that was going to have a large impact on rural Colorado. So I think you'll continue to see those debates this year. The magazine ban is something that, you know, the sheriffs have come out and basically said, look, this is unenforceable. This is bad law. I think the majority of Coloradoans feel the same way. And so I think you'll see us continue to push for that as well.
When it comes to oil and gas, it'll definitely be a big topic during the session, as it always is. What are you looking for in terms of local control? Do you think there's room for a compromise? Are you pretty happy with how things currently are?
Pretty happy with how things are. I mean, the reality is when you look at overall oil and gas regulations, we have some of the strictest regulations in the country. You know, we've heard that from the governor. We've heard that from industry. I don't think too many people really dispute that fact that's out there.
And finally, transportation, something you've been a big advocate for in the past, trying to get more money for roads and bridges, which are in disrepair across the state. What are we going to see there?
We have a lot of transportation needs around the state that we need to try to address. We were trying last year to put more money or start putting general fund money into transportation. Currently, we don't do any of that. We see transportation as a high priority. That is something that is going to be impactful to every person in the state of Colorado, and putting more money into transportation is going to be vital.
Thanks so much, House Minority Leader Brian Del Grosso.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.